It is the mayor of Mexico, Mr. Chris Miller. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Glad to see you here. Warm weather is on the way. The snow is melting away just in time for more snow.
That's right. And we'll all be outside in our shirt sleeves this afternoon.
Yes.
Getting suntan.
Absolutely. Well, we want to welcome you in this morning. You guys had a city council meeting last night. A few things on the agenda there. Let's start off with the ordinance, talking about the Mexico Memorial Airport replacing some edge lighting on the runway there, if you'll update us on that.
Yes, our oldest runway, I believe it's our oldest one, it's a 1836. The edge lighting is in bad need of repair or replacement, and we got a grant a little while back, maybe a couple of months ago, but it wasn't quite enough money to do all that we needed to do, so we applied for an Amendment 2 grant, which we were given, and this is a 90-10 grant. We put up 10%, and the state puts up 90%, so it just brings this runway into compliance with what it's supposed to be, and it's really helpful if you land at night when there's lights on the runway, so... That's
only,
important.
It is very important. This work is expected to be started sometime in the summer. Is that what we're thinking?
Well, I'm not sure,
nope.
But it, you know, pretty soon.
Okay.
In the summer, it'll be done. Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Another thing that you guys have been working on for quite some time is the post-closure expenditures of the landfill for the City of Mexico. And I think there was a resolution last night on that.
Yes, we closed the landfill in 1998, I believe, and we have a 30-year closure program with the Department of Natural Resources maintaining it and keeping track of things and making sure everything's just perfect. So we do have a few more years to go, but not many, maybe 5 or 6 more years, and we'll be finished with our 30 years. But it does require us to have a certain amount of money on deposit in that account. So if the state has to take it over and close it, they have enough money. And if you don't have money in that account, you have to buy a bond and name them as additional insured. But in our case, we have, I think the amount we needed was somewhere in the 106,000 range. We have 153 in our account. So we're in good shape, which I like to say all of our accounts in Mexico are in good shape.
All right. That is definitely good news there. Another thing that I was kind of looking at was a staff report about mobile data terminals for a Mexico Public Safety Department. What is that all about?
Well, if you've been arrested, Matt, lately,
not lately.
On the highway, you know, they take your driver's license and they go up and they have I'll call it a laptop, but it's a terminal in their car, and they look you up and see if you're wanted somewhere find out if your license is current and all that kind of information. And like all computer stuff, if it's over a week old, it's obsolete. But these are a few years old, and it's just time for us to replace them to be current and operate correctly. I think we need 9 of them to put in all of our cars so that everybody's ready to go.
Are they relatively expensive, or did they say anything about that last night?
I think $34,000 for 9 of them installed. So that's $4,000 a piece.
Okay.
Installed.
Right.
That's a key thing, is installed.
Yeah. That's the way I like to do it. If I've got to buy something, I want somebody else to install it. So it gets done right.
But yeah. Especially you get somebody to install it that knows how.
Yeah. That's
I mean, I've got a hammer and a screwdriver.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it'll fit in a patrol car very well. It's supposed to be handy when they're in there.
I understand that completely. A couple of purchases also look like a four-wheel drive pickup truck for the wastewater department. And something for the street department as well.
Yes, we're replacing a couple of our pickup trucks. It's a little hard right now to get bids on trucks because we all know that vehicles are short. But we found a couple, and it's just a matter of time. You know, one's a 2006, and it's got quite a few miles on it, and it's just time to upgrade them so we have the vehicles we need. So when it snows again, we'll be able to get around or pull what we have to pull and just do the work we need to do.
No doubt about it. Various board appointments happened last night as well?
Yes, we had a couple of boards that needed appointment. One was the Mexico Airport Advisory Board, and Jeff Fraser and Jim Curtis were on there, and they asked to be reappointed, and nobody else applied, so they were reappointed by the council. And then under the Mexico Parks Board, that is a city manager appointment, and Albert Long and Sue Priest were on there now, and they asked to be on, and nobody else asked to be on the board, so they were reappointed also.
All right, very nice. Anything else you want to update us on going on with the City of Mexico?
Oh, there's just so much going on, but life is just perfect. I mean, if you haven't been following, Mexico's got a tremendous wrestling team. We just had a state meet, and we did pretty good, and we got pretty good basketball team, 21-0. And we're going to play a rival tonight over in Fulton. Be a lot of tension there, but check with KXCO if you can't go, and listen to the game. It's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. We will look forward to that tonight. It should be a packed gym over at the Fulton High School. The girls are going to play at Westminster. The boys are going to be at the Fulton High School, and four Mexico wrestlers going to state, so it's an exciting time in Mexico.
Yes, it is. We have, you know, we had a good football team, we got a good wrestling team, we got a good basketball team. We're just good people here.
How would you assess Mexico today?
Well, it's just got to be we're living the dream. We're living the dream right here in Mexico, Missouri.
Well, I certainly appreciate you coming in early this morning and getting us updated on the Mexico City Council meeting, and we'll look forward to another visit after the next meeting.
All right. Sounds good, Matt.